Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
When we think about planning a family, we often talk about schools, we talk about money, we speak about prams, but maybe what we don't speak about enough is genetics. What if understanding genetic makeup could prevent suffering? Well, our guest today, Adel Kozelski, is the CEO of FutureGen Labs, a company at the forefront of genetic screening and education. Adel, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. I hope you're well.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good, and you, Howard?
I am well, thank you. Let's start with a big picture. Let's talk about genetic screening. How does it work, and why is it important to people, even if they aren't facing a health concern?
Okay, well, just to give an even bigger background, you know, the sun is just rising on genetics. We're starting to understand more and more and more how we're made up, how we function. And one of the gifts that we have been given by Hashem is that we now have the technology to look within ourselves at things which we always were thought were intractable. If you had it, you had it, you know, and you could do nothing about it. Now, throughout generations, people had certain genetic diseases, certain genetic conditions that if both the mother and father carried, they had a 25% chance of passing it on to their child. And there were many, many occasions, I even know within my family, you know, we had an uncle who was told, don't have children because you're going to pass on this condition, and that's the way people function today through modern technology, through what we have in the laboratory today. We can screen for that. We can give people the knowledge that they are carrying it. And it's no longer, if I can put in inverted commas, a death sentence. They can now go have IVF, and we can actually, believe it or not, eradicate the disease.
So something like Tay-Sachs, which I think is a 1 in 4, the 25% chance if both parents are carriers. My knowledge might not be right, but something like that can be managed effectively if you know, obviously.
I'm going to go further and say it probably can be eradicated if the person has the right knowledge. Meaning, if you find out that yourself and your spouse does have Tay-Sachs, that means that instead of conceiving naturally, it will be through the process of IVF. But before pre-implantation of the embryos back into the mother, we will screen. First of all, we will know you both Tay-Sachs carriers.
Right, of course.
We will now know to look for Tay-Sachs, and we will obviate, we will leave that Tay-Sachs carrier or the Tay-Sachs child out and allow you to have a healthy child. Well, a healthy child just in terms of Tay-Sachs,
yes, of course.
Can't guarantee
right.
health
yeah,
completely. But
right.
And what we found as a trend over 20 years, for example, in the American population, that just the testing of Tay-Sachs has dropped the incidence of Tay-Sachs being transmitted by 95%. That's enormous.
That's huge.
Now imagine if we could do that with cystic fibrosis.
Well, I was going to ask, what are some of the other, what are the other things that you look for?
Right. Right now we're offering a screen for 96 genes. These are genes that are pretty frequent. It's 1 in 200. It's something that you will have a conversation with somebody. Like, you know, it's not going to be something that is completely off the bat. They're the most severe genes and the most fatal genes. And this is not only to do with Jewish people. It has to do with a South African population. It's specifically formulated following the international guidelines. We are hoping to get people to understand that prevention is your best tool, that you are able today to have the knowledge to move forward in a much, much more productive, healthier way and make more informed decisions about your family planning because you've got the information at hand.
When is the best time to test? Is it before you get married, while if you're engaged, if you're thinking of having children? When should people consider being tested?
A good question. The best time is obviously before you conceive, you know, when you're family planning, as they say, because that will then give you the best knowledge of how to proceed should you have a medium or high risk. But there is not a good time to test. I just tested. I'm already a grandmother. And I went retroactively and tested and saw what I'm carrying. And I want to say this, Howard.
Yes.
Each and every one of us carry these genetic mutations. Thank God, you know, we can carry them without harm. The problem is when you meet somebody else that is carrying the same thing. So in my case, thank God, like, it didn't manifest, but I know now what my children carry. My children know what they carry. My grandchildren know what they carry.
Right.
And we have that awareness that, you know, if somebody goes and finds somebody that they fall in love with, they want to get married, and there is the same condition, that we actually can do something about it today, which is very powerful.
Right. And how expensive is the testing?
Well, you know what? It's always the cost benefit. Let me answer to you another way. I just spoke to a mother who has an affected child. It's costing her 850,000 rand a month.
Oh, my word.
To keep a child alive and to have the medications and therapies the child needs. This is simple 8,000 rand. Once off, because your genetics don't change. It doesn't matter how your personality changes or what you
absolutely
eat for breakfast. You either have it or you don't.
Right.
So it's a once-in-a-lifetime screening. It's not covered by medical aid right now. We're fighting the good fight.
Which is crazy, actually, if you think about it, because it actually benefits the medical aid significantly over the
100%.
Long term.
100%. But we're not going to go down that road.
No, let's not.
Now.
Let's not do
we're
that.
We're all fighting it.
Right.
So it's 7,999 rand for an individual to test. 13.5 for a couple. Obviously, it's cheaper. The two come together initially. But we've tried to make it even easier by offering people who would like the test the ability to go through any one of the payment portals that, you know, allow them to pay it over a couple of months. So you could just, you know, take it over 12 months, pay 500 rand a month.
Right.
And just do it with a peace of mind to know that, you know, moving forward, you have opened that portal. You've seen, you know, what's happening, and you're better armed in your family planning.
If anybody wants to find out more, how do they do that?
We have a website called Do the 96, 96, the 9 and the 6, Do the 96 screen.co.za. They're able to find more information there. There's frequently asked questions. They can order the test. It's a simple saliva test.
Incredible.
You don't even have to worry about a needle. You know, just put a little bit of spit in a little vial. It comes to our laboratory, and results come between 6 to 8 weeks, which I just do want to touch on this.
Mm-hmm.
We are very, very focused on testing responsibly. This is not just a commercial test where, you know, we'll tell you, eat more beetroot, it'll make you feel better.
This is
hardcore medicine, and we take it seriously. If you do have a medium or high risk result, your results will be delivered by a genetic counselor.
You're right. You're not just going
they will
to
be able to.
Right.
Correct.
You're right. You're not. It's very, 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 very interesting. And I believe there is a webinar.
There is a webinar. We're very super, super excited. It's on the 27th of July. It's at 7:45 p.m. You can register through the website, dothe96screen.co.za. We have an international guest speaker, in fact, a guy who has promoted this in America under what's called J-Screen. He himself lost a child to a preventable disease. And to share his story and to hear it. And then to answer your questions, we've got Dr. Yossi Unterslack as well, who will be there to tell you that today this is a solvable situation. It's not a death sentence anymore.
That is where we leave it. It is 6:59. Thank you, Adel Kozelski. Incredibly important work.